Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Long after everyone has voted, many are predicting a repeat, or worse, of the 2000 election. That year, the presidency came down to a polarizing recount in Florida that ended at the U.S. Supreme Court.
We were faced with an attempted soft coup.
Listen to Fiasco, a Luminary original from the team that brought you Slow Burn. Available now for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Hi! Guess we should talk about something. How's the, vermicelli game in your town? Got any good Vietnamese restaurants? Vermicelli? Oh, it's a noodle? Very good. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Order! Continue, Ms. Garner.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day.
Objection! My credit card doesn't earn double miles on every purchase.
I object to your objection. With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
Order!
And right now, earn 100,000 bonus miles when you spend $20,000 in your first year.
I'll allow it.
No further questions, Your Honor. Well, just one. What's in your wallet?
Limited time offer. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
I'm here. My name's Gary Parish, speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Ben Adol's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day just as best you can.
Daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope Penny Hardaway and the rest of the Memphis staff has the Tigers ready to go right from the jump, because they're going to need to be ready to go right from the jump. We have learned today exactly how the University of Memphis men's basketball program will open the 2020-21 season. It'll be on November 25th, Wednesday before Thanksgiving. In the afternoon on ESPN2, the opponent will be Chris Holtman's Ohio State Buckeyes. So Memphis will start with a game against a team I believe should be ranked in the preseason top 20. If they win it, they will likely the next day play another preseason top 20 team, Bob Huggins' West Virginia Mountaineers. And if they win that one, they will likely play a preseason top 10 team in Creighton. So we'll find out just how good Memphis is right from the jump. We won't have to wait till the third game or the fifth game or the eighth game of the season. You'll know by the time you wake up, probably on Thanksgiving morning, exactly what type of roster Penny Hardaway is dealing with. Interesting bracket. We'll talk about it momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 4:25, Ben Kirchhoff is going to join me. He covers college football for CBS Sports. Big news today in that sport: Florida and LSU has been postponed because Florida caught a whole bunch of COVID-19. Scott Strickland, the AT there, had a remarkable quote about Dan Mullen's pack the swamp quote. We'll get into that with Ben Kirchhoff. He's going to join me in the next segment. When I finish that, I'll take a break, come back, do four notable stories, 444, at which point I'll discuss four previously undiscussed stories, among them Bennett's COVID Titans were awesome last night. How awesome were they last night?
Man, they were really good.
Derrick Henry throwing grown men around.
Ooh.
Uniforms look great.
Yes.
I love those uniforms.
I love those uniforms,
those are
too.
My favorite,
yes,
Titan uniforms. I love those.
Me too.
So they look great. They played well. Remained undefeated. Fun Tuesday night football game. I'll let Bennett reminisce around 4:44. The Jets have released Le'Veon Bell. Big contract, little production. That's a bad combination in any sport. Where will he play next? We'll get into that a little later on this hour. The NLCS and the ALCS, both of those best-of-seven series are getting lopsided pretty quickly. Braves are up 2-0 on the Dodgers heading into Game 3, which will start in about an hour. Rays are up 3-0 on the Astros, so that's a closeout situation tonight. Barring a surprise, we're headed for an Atlanta Braves-Tampa Bay Rays World Series. I'll watch it. I'll enjoy it, but that's not a great matchup to draw in casual voters. We'll talk baseball just before 5 o'clock. And reigning U.S. Open champion Bryson DeChambeau has announced that he will not play a competitive round of golf again until the Masters next month. That's unusual, but Bryson is unusual, so perhaps it makes sense. I'll give you the details of that story during four notable stories, 444. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. We've got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with Memphis basketball because we now know how and when and where Penny Hardaway's Tigers will open the 2020-21 college basketball season. They're going to play Ohio State on November 25th inside the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. It's an 8-team event formerly known as the Battle for Atlantis, but that got canceled and rebranded. It's now the Crossover Classic. The only change in terms of teams is that Duke was supposed to be in it. Duke said, we're not going to South Dakota. That's ridiculous. So Duke pulled out, and they were replaced by Anthony Grant's Dayton Flyers, which, of course, was a great – it's not the same.
It's not the same.
It'd be great if they had Obi Toppin back.
Right, right. But it's still a name.
It's a name,
right?
And yeah, they'll be good. They cool. They won't be anything close to what they were, but they'll be good. So Dayton in, Duke out, and it'll be Memphis-Ohio State in a first-round matchup the day before Thanksgiving. Let me run you through the bracket real quick to show you what they're up against. They'll play Ohio State on the opening day of the season. And I have Ohio State ranked 17th in my preseason top 25 and one at CBSSports.com. So I have them five spots ahead of Memphis. By the way, there are four teams in my top 25 and one that are in this event. Number 9, Creighton. Number 13, West Virginia. Number 17, Ohio State. Number 22, Memphis. So at least on paper, according to my rankings, for whatever it's worth, Memphis would be the fourth best team there. They will not be expected to win this event and hold a trophy. Doesn't mean they can't. They just will not be many people's pick to do so. Maybe not anybody's pick to do so. So they're going to open against Ohio State. Ohio State, again, I've got 17th in the top 25 and one. So they'll be an underdog in that game, I would assume. But they can win it. It's winnable. If they win that game, they would then play the winner of West Virginia, Texas A&M on Thanksgiving. But if they lose that opening game against Ohio State, they would play the loser of West Virginia, Texas A&M on Thanksgiving. And then on Black Friday, they will play either Creighton, Utah, Dayton, or Wichita State, somebody from the bottom of that Crossover Classic bracket. So that opening game is going to be big, just from a perception perspective, from a see-where-you're-at perspective. It'll also be, like, on a big stage. You know, Ohio State is one of the biggest brands in college athletics. You know, one of the reasons college football ratings are generally down, well, the main reason is the pandemic. Everything in sports is down to some degree, almost everything. But, like, you don't have the Big Ten. You don't have Ohio State. You don't have these big brands on TV yet. Ohio State is a massive brand in college athletics. Like, I can just tell you, when we are looking at an NCAA tournament bracket, and if you were asking my bosses what they would like, to stay alive as long as possible. It's obviously always Duke, Kentucky, North Carolina, Kansas. But in that next tier is Ohio State, whether Ohio State's great or not. Just because it's Ohio State, for whatever reason, they draw eyeballs. It's why even when Ohio State is expected to be not so great in basketball, you'll still see them on CBS a whole lot on Saturday afternoons or Sunday afternoons because Ohio State is a big, big brand. So you're opening with a big, big brand. You will be on ESPN2. It'll be on in the afternoon. So it probably won't draw 5 million or even 2 million eyeballs, but it'll be a notable game on that opening day. A game, one of the few games, between two ranked opponents. So it's a big-time opportunity. And depending on what happens that day, obviously dictates what the rest of the bracket's going to look like for the Tigers. In other words, if they beat Ohio State, if the bracket goes as it should go, and brackets almost never do, so we'll see. But hypothetically, if they beat Ohio State in that first game, they would probably play West Virginia in game two. Again, I've got West Virginia 13th in the top 25 and one. They would be an underdog in that game. And then if they were to win that one, they would probably play Creighton in the championship game. Creighton, I have number 9 in the top 25 and one. They would be an underdog in that game. So for Memphis to win this event, probably, if the bracket unfolded the way it should unfold, which again is not certain, but we'll see. They would probably have to win 3 games in a row where they're underdogs in all 3 games. That's tough.
Yep.
So if you're a Memphis fan going into this, I think what you do is you hope for 2-1, however you get it. 2-1 coming out of Sioux Falls, however you get there. And there's a lot of different ways to get there. But 2-1 is, I think, attainable no matter what happens in that first game against Ohio State. Let's just walk through some hypotheticals of how it could go. If you beat Ohio State, you probably play West Virginia in the next game. Now you're 1-0 heading into a game against West Virginia. Let's just say you lose that one. Well, then you would probably in game 3 be playing Dayton. You should win that one. So beat Ohio State, lose to West Virginia, beat, say, Dayton. You should be 2-1. That's 2-1. Now, let's say you lose to Ohio State in that first game. Now, you're 0-1. But your next game probably should be against Texas A&M. Texas A&M is a bottom-tier SEC school. Buzz Williams is going to be great there. He's still rebuilding it. It's a little bit like his Virginia Tech situation. Took over a mess. It'll take him a few years to build it. They're not ready to be good right now. Now, it's a Buzz Williams team, so they could be tough. They could fight you. We'll see. But you should win that game. Based on the rosters, Memphis should be favored over Texas A&M. So you lose to Ohio State in the opener. You should be playing Texas A&M in the next game. You should win that one. Now, you're 1-1, and then in your third game on that Friday after Thanksgiving, you are probably playing either Utah or Wichita State. You should beat either one of those teams.
Yep.
2-1. So 2-1 should be the goal. 3-0 is like you're now you're getting first place votes in the AP poll the next week because you're 3-0 probably with 3 wins over ranked opponents. 3-0, go crazy. 2-1 is totally reasonable. In fact, if you put me in charge of this and you said, GP, I'm not going to tell you how you get to 2-1 after 3 games, but Memphis will be 2-1 after 3 games. Will you take it? Take in a second. Take it right now. Doesn't matter how you get there. 2-1 you take if you can get it. So, obviously, go try to win them all. But if you can get out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, day after Thanksgiving, with a 2-1 record, it has been a wildly successful first week of the season for Penny Hardaway's program. 1-2, obviously not great, but also not time to cancel the season. 0-3, we got to talk. But 2-1, I think, is the most reasonable goal that you could set. Be 2-1 coming home from South Dakota. That was a good first week of the season. Of course, the other story connected to this event in Sioux Falls is whether Greg Marshall will be coaching Wichita State in Sioux Falls. Because I don't know if you saw it, he released a statement last night, another statement last night, where he definitively denied that he has ever put his hands on, struck, a player or an assistant coach in his career. In other words, flat denied an on-the-record story from former Wichita State player Shaq Morris that was backed by eight other people who were in the gym and witnessed it. Also, flat denied an off-the-record story, but still a story that was confirmed by multiple people that he choked a former assistant in the middle of a practice. One of these incidents happened in 2015, the other in 2016. And I've had plenty of people ask me, so what do you think of this? Do you believe him? And I'm just going to be completely honest with you. No, I don't believe him. I like Greg Marshall. I don't believe him. First off, you released a statement last week. The allegations haven't changed since last week. It was last Thursday night. It was alleged that you hit a player and choked a coach. You released a statement on Friday. Why don't you deny that then? Why don't you come out and say, I never struck a player. I never choked a coach. Like, think of the serious, most serious thing you could be accused of. If you never did that thing, wouldn't that be the first thing you said you never did?
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Like, I don't want to throw around, like, and try to make a basketball situation into a real-life thing, but, like, if somebody accused you of rape and you 100% did not do that, the first thing you would say in your statement is, I did not do that.
Mm-hmm.
That is not true. Greg Marshall released a several hundred word statement last week through his attorney. Never once said, I didn't strike Shaq Morris. I didn't choke an assistant coach. Said a whole bunch of stuff. Never said that. Why? Because it happened. So why then the second statement? I'll tell you why. Because what Greg has realized over the past several days is that if you struck a player, you're gone. Like, if what you're accused of is true, you cannot coach here anymore. See, there are some things you can be accused of, and it's like, okay, yeah, that happened. I'm sorry. I learned from it. We'll never do it again. Apologize, learn from it, promise to never do it again, and you can maybe survive that. This ain't one of them, it appears. Maybe he thought it was initially. So that's why he doesn't come out and deny it, because it's like, listen, maybe I can finagle this. Like, oh, listen, it was a long time ago. I was having a bad week. It happened so quickly. I did apologize right after it happened. We were all cool. And now it's coming up all these years later. Like, maybe he thought I can work my way through this. But it seems pretty clear he has reached the conclusion in recent days that if what Shaq Moore said is true, you are done, then you have to just deny that it ever happened. Like, sometimes people say, well, you know, you got to always tell the truth. Well, I get what that means. Like, I would encourage my children to always tell the truth. But in real-life situations, always telling the truth is not actually the best route sometimes. Think about the Bruce Pearl situation at Tennessee. He was accused of having Aaron Kraft at his house in violation of NCAA rules. Secondary violation, not a big deal. NCAA comes asking you about that. You know what he should have done? Told the truth. He should have just said, yeah, he came over. Parents came over. I didn't want to rush him out of my house because it felt awkward. I still am recruiting this kid. I didn't want to make him feel unwelcome, but I did know he wasn't supposed to be there. So he was there for a while. We took a picture. We ate some food, and then as pleasantly as I could say it, said, hey, you know, I love that you're here. I wish you could stay here all day, but this is technically in violation of NCAA rules, so you got to go. And then they left. But if your question is, was Aaron Kraft ever at my house? The answer is yes, of course he was. He should have just told the truth. It would have been fine. Instead, he panicked and lied, and the lie got him.
Mm-hmm.
That is a situation where telling the truth was the smarter option. Now let's go to Will Wade at LSU. The stuff he's accused of is not like having somebody at his house for a few hours on a Saturday afternoon. Secondary violation. He is accused of paying players. Now, what's the best path for Will Wade right now? If the goal is to try to keep his job, it's not to tell the truth. It's to lie.
Right.
Because the truth gets you fired. Will Wade, did you pay players? Yes. You're fired. You can't survive that. When what you're accused of is so serious that the truth and admission will get you fired, then you might as well take a shot at lying. And if there's any children listening, I'm not condoning lying. I'm just trying to rationalize why you would do it. When telling the truth and getting caught in a lie results in the same thing, but trying to lie might give you a shot, maybe it's just a Hail Mary, but a shot, then you take a shot and you try to lie. So when Will Wade finally has his day in court, for lack of a better word, with the NCAA, he's going to try to say this stuff didn't happen. Because if he says it did happen, he's donezo. Probably donezo no matter what, but at least if you just deny, 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 never happened, never happened, never happened, everybody's lying, it gives you a shot. It at least delays the inevitable, if it is indeed inevitable. Same thing here with Greg Marshall. Shaq Morse is on the record saying this happened. 8 other witnesses said they saw it. Literally nobody has come out, even the people in defense of Greg Marshall, and said he didn't do what he's accused of doing. They might say, hey, he made me tougher. He pushed me. We won a lot of games. I love Greg Marshall. They don't say he never hit me or hit Shaq or choked an assistant. The only person so far who has publicly said that Greg Marshall didn't hit Shaq Morse or choke a former assistant is Greg Marshall. And he's only saying it in his second statement because I'm assuming he feels like at this point telling the truth and apologizing and getting real help and all of those other things won't save him. He has been told, if what you're accused of really did happen, you're not going to be the coach at Wichita State. So then what's his best option? Okay, didn't happen then. Didn't happen. Prove it. You got video of it? Well, Shaq Morse said it happened. He's lying. Well, 8 other people witnessed it. All liars. I mean, it's almost like the fake news stuff that you hear. Well, the New York Times has 8 sources saying you did this, Mr. President. Fake news. Didn't happen. It's basically the same thing. The only shot he's got now is to just deny it. But ultimately, when somebody's on the record saying you did this to me and 8 other people back that person up, and by the way, it's not just Stadium that has now confirmed this. 2 other media outlets have talked to players from that team who said, yeah, it happened. I was there. I saw it. It happened. So this isn't some like, and I know Greg has tried to paint it this way, with his statement saying there's a 1 media member who has been relentless in his pursuit to hurt me and my family. And I guess that is technically true because Jeff Goodman was relentless, talked to more than 30 players to try to get this story. But that doesn't explain how the Wichita Eagle got the same story, how other media outlets got the same story. Like reporters are calling around asking players, did this really happen? And they're all saying, yes, it happened. So ultimately, I think they probably just reach a settlement and then they go their separate ways. And it's a shame because Greg is one of the great basketball coaches. And like I said earlier in the week and last week, somebody I like. I like Greg Marshall. But you can't cross that line and still coach. And unless Wichita State is going to take his word over 8 other people's word, 9 other people's word, 10 other people's word, it's the investigation is going to conclude that this thing happened. So he'll get a settlement, I would assume, sometime in the next few weeks. And then Wichita State will have an interim coach at the Crossover Classic in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where Penny Hardaway's Tigers will also be competing. Ben Kurgival covers college football for CBS Sports. Florida And LSU has now officially been postponed because the Gators got all kinds of COVID. I'll talk to him about it next.
Howie, 43 years ago, Star Wars premiered.
And so did Robert Irwin Jewelers. It's our 43rd anniversary, and to celebrate, we have a multi-million dollar diamond sale going on right now.
All diamonds, no lightsabers?
All bigger, brighter diamonds, including what we're known for, diamond engagement rings.
Free financing?
We always have free financing, but this month, get 0% interest for up to 24 months with approved credit. Don't miss our anniversary sale going on right now. Bigger, brighter diamonds, Robert Irwin Jewelers. Check us out online at rijewelers.com.
A university freshman was about to have her first blind date. Her roommate was making all the arrangements and asked whether she preferred Southern boys or Northern boys. A Midwesterner, she was innocently unaware of such subtle distinctions and asked what the difference was. Her worldly wise roommate answered, "Southern boys are more romantic. They will take you walking in the moonlight and whisper sweet nothings in your ear. Northern boys are more active. They like to go places and do exciting things." The girl pondered the contrast and then asked wistfully, "Could you please find me a Southern boy from as far north as possible?" The story suggests our lack of decisiveness. It can't be. Life on Earth is life in the making, involving constant choice. One, does my choice offer meaning beyond today? And two, will what results be good for others as well for myself? I'm Shane Stanford of Christ Church Memphis. You matter.
Visit ChristChurchMemphis.org.
Hey, Tennessee, sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. You heard that right. They're giving you $50 in free site credit to register and verify early. No deposit required. FanDuel is America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports in a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for, then lock it in. And unlike other sports books, once you win, FanDuel will get you your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. But right now, the right thing for you to do is to download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out their fantastic app for yourself. Just be sure to sign up and register using promo code Connor so they know we sent you. When you verify your account, you'll receive $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. That's promo code Connor to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For gambling problem support, call 1-800-889-9789.
You may meet in an office or on a video chat. Your commute might now be measured in feet, not miles. How you do business may have changed, but Staples will always have everything you need, like ink and toner, webcams, and networking accessories. Right now, earn 40% back in rewards when you buy any two ink or toner cartridges. Shop in-store, online, or pick up curbside. And save big at Staples. Ends 10/17. While supplies last, exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/40in rewards. Curbside available in most stores.
I feel like I'm being haunted by a pair of headphones. Everywhere I go is a creepy ad for headphones I looked at one time. I hate feeling like I'm being watched. I downloaded DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. Take back your privacy with DuckDuckGo.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
Injured? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law. That's all.
People, it happened again at the Fitz. Another big jackpot winner. Alice from Missouri came in and hit a jackpot for $167,594. How do you like them apples? And while winning big jackpots is pretty much business as usual at the Fitz, don't you try telling Alice that. Girl is in seventh heaven, just rolling in that dough. So what are you waiting for? Since the Fitz is just giving out money, come get some. Because, you know, luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very life like. Every single night, right? Every single
Bennett's
night,
COVID
right.
Titans dominated the Buffalo Bills last night on CBS's America's Most Watched Networks, The Network of Stars. We'll talk about that impressive performance and the Derrick Henry stiff arm in the next segment. Jeff Carr to be here a little after 5 o'clock, but right now he covers college football for CBS Sports. It's been Kirchhoff. Please make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview, presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar, using food and wine to create memorable times.
So, Ben, on Saturday, a Florida head coach, Dan Mullen, said he wanted to pack the swamp for this weekend's game against LSU. 4 days later, Florida LSU is postponed because Florida has a whole bunch of COVID-19 cases. I believe the number as of yesterday was 19 positive cases. So that's a pretty good life comes at you fast moment, isn't it?
That's what's the meme that's going around now. This is how it started and this is how it's going.
Yes, perfect.
You know, look, GP, we are 7, if not about 8 months into this thing. And however people out there feel about COVID-19, is it serious? Is it not serious? Should we shut down? Should we try to move forward with this? Here is the one part that is indisputable. You cannot wish it away.
Right.
You cannot make this go away. A vaccine is the only way out of this. And until that happens, last time I came on your show, we kind of came to this conclusion. There are enough people who are ready to live with this as part of our life that it's just going to continue to go on, and it does not take very much. You know, one infection suddenly becomes a whole bunch, and it spreads very quickly. And even if these players and coaches are mild symptoms, asymptomatic, you don't know, you know, necessarily who they've come into contact with, and you got to try to trace that out. And someone else might suffer the consequences of this. And it's an awful lot to be that altruistic about a lot of people for a long period of time, but that's kind of where we are with this. And anytime it looks like it's starting to spread, you got to shut it down. And so, you know, Dan Mullen today started to walk it back a little bit. Like, oh, you know, listen to the health officials. Like, Dan, you were never going to pack 90,000 people in the swamp. It's irresponsible to sometimes to even do 25% of that, because we've seen plenty of college football stadiums this fall. I don't know what guidelines they're going off of, but people aren't listening.
Yeah, Texas A&M last week looked reckless to me. I mean, yeah. It looked like a real football environment, so that's cool to see. But in the middle of a pandemic, it seemed reckless. And I do think Dan Mullen losing a close game in that environment probably led to Dan Mullen saying what he said. He was frustrated and was like, hey, if they're going to create this home field advantage, we might as well. I think the frustration from losing that game in that environment led to him saying the stupid thing that he said.
Well, capital F football guy is going to capital F football guy.
There you go.
You know, they're going to frame it within the context of football. That's not a Dan Mullen thing. That's a coach's thing.
Talking to Ben Kercheval here from CBS Sports. He's on Twitter at Ben Kercheval. Right now, everybody says, especially when it's a league game that gets canceled, we're not canceling it as much as we're postponing it, and we're going to play it sometime. Are you confident that every SEC team or every Big Ten team is going to end up playing the same number of games?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to play, was it a 9 or a 10-game schedule? I already forgot. But the point is you get basically a couple of bye weeks in there to try to sort of make it work. So going into the season, I thought the average number of games at any particular Power 5 team was going to play, I thought the over-under was about 8.5.
Yeah.
I mean, because everyone was setting up for about 9, 10, maybe 11 games. I think easily just about everyone will get about one or two that ultimately end up not being able to be played. So, because now LSU, Florida's for December 12th. I think Vanderbilt, Missouri is for December 12th. You're running out of dates, GP. I mean, the season's not going past December 12th, December 19th. Now, I think for those conference championship weekends, you might see, like, let's say, you know, for the sake of the conversation, Vanderbilt, Missouri. They're going to play on the 12th, but let's just say for the conversation, it can't be played for whatever reason. Neither of those teams are probably playing in the SEC championship game. They might then reschedule it for, like, December 19th, or if it's, like, Kentucky, you know, whoever. And so I think you might have some more makeup dates available even later than December 12th. But we really are, as we're starting to get into mid-October, then into November, we're really starting to reach this point here where teams are running out of open weeks to get these things scheduled. So, yeah, I think cancellations are going to come in more droves probably in November.
Yeah, like, you know, the NCAA has made 13 the minimum number of games you have to play to qualify for the 2021 NCAA tournament. And basically every coach I talk to is like, are we sure we're going to get to 13? We might need to do away with that number because we don't know what we're about to run into, because contact tracing in basketball basically wipes out your whole team for 2 weeks.
Yeah. And for college football, NCAA Division I Council just today said, you know what? Blanket waiver. Everyone gets bowl eligible this year.
Right.
You could be a winless team. Congratulations, Les Miles. You've got Kansas bowl eligible. I guess they are just saying, screw the minimums. I mean, we can't possibly try to put a minimum on this and make it work.
Yeah, and I think ultimately they're going to need to do that with basketball because there's a scenario where it doesn't matter, but, like, if Duke's sitting there with 11 games, you really keeping Duke out of the NCAA tournament because they didn't hit some minimum, or Kentucky's sitting down? If they had to put together a multi-team event in Cameron Indoor, within a few days and just play 4 games in 4 days to get to a number, they'll probably do it. But either way, the minimum number is, I think, a bad idea in the middle of a pandemic. I'm talking to Ben Kirchhoff here from CBS Sports. So LSU will not be on the field this weekend. Is that a good thing for LSU, given what we've seen so far? Because it's getting a little hot for Ed Orgeron, it seems.
Well, I'd say it's probably a better thing for Bo Pelini, who's their defensive coordinator. He's not had a good time in his return to Baton Rouge. I was talking to someone the other day, and they brought up a good comparison. There's a little Mike Stoops happening with Bo Pelini and LSU. Mike Stoops, of course, longtime Oklahoma defensive coordinator, went and coached Arizona for a little bit, came back, coached under Bob Stoops again, and then just, man, it was not the same. And I feel like Bo Pelini's kind of off to that start, obviously. LSU lost a lot of players on both sides of the ball, defense included. But it's just, man, Missouri breaking in your quarterback for the first time this year. They're throwing it all over the place on you. Same thing with Mississippi State, who, like, they've scored 14 points since they played you. Kentucky shut out their offense since they played you. So LSU's having a bad time on defense. Miles Brennan's hurt, probably wasn't going to play against Florida. Yeah, this is even though Florida's the one with the COVID cases, you kind of need this week to breathe too.
Some people have made now the Ed Orgeron comparison to Gene Chizik. Gene Chizik, of course, being a national championship coach like Coach O, but everything before and after Cam Newton was mediocre or bad, and more often bad than mediocre. Do you subscribe to that as it relates to Ed Orgeron? He had an all-time great quarterback, an incredible assistant in Joe Brady. He rode that to what he rode it to, one of the best seasons in the history of college football. But after that is gone, this is what you get. Where are you at on Ed Orgeron as possibly Gene Chizik 2.0?
So Gene Chizik won 5 games at Iowa State before he got the Auburn job. Lane Kiffin can't even level up like that. Like, that's how much of an incredible jump that was. And then he was, he's so-so, got Cam, was great, then was sort of bad afterwards. Orgeron, in the 2 years before Joe Burrow took him to the promised land, they weren't bad.
That's fair.
Now, they weren't great. I mean, the whole point about LSU last year was that offense finally took off. You've been waiting for LSU to spread it out and beat Bama at their own game for a number of years. I mean, it's part of why Les Miles ultimately didn't make it there. So they weren't great on offense, but they were still winning games. I mean, I can't remember, of all the things I forget in my life, I can't believe I remember that Orgeron was like 17-9 or 18-7, something like that, in the 2 years leading up to his national championship run. I mean, that's not bad. I know that's not like amazing or what LSU would want all the time, but it's not like he was terrible before. So I think Orgeron has a little bit more going for him than Chip.
Fair. I'm wrapping up here with Ben Kirchhoff from CBS Sports. Last thing before I let you go, in primetime on CBS Saturday night, No. 3 Georgia at No. 2 Alabama. I think the bullet point everybody knows at this point is that Nick Saban has never lost to a former assistant, but I think it's also fair to point out that he's never faced a former assistant with a team this good as what Georgia has shown in this 3-0 start. What do you make of this weekend's biggest college football game?
Well, it's the best defense in the country. I mean, that is Georgia now is winning the way that Alabama loved to win like 6 years ago, like pre-Lane Kiffin. They're that boa constrictor type of thing. I think that's Nick Saban's preference. They just have the offense to do it. I think Georgia's defense at the end of the day really makes a lot of plays, keeps the slower scoring. Even though Stetson Bennett's been great, I don't know that he is the guy who's – you go out there and you say, he's got to go win that game for you. I like Alabama's offensive weapons just a little bit more. It's close. I'll take Georgia to cover that spread. I'm going to take Alabama straight up.
Alabama to win, Georgia to cover. Again, that's Saturday night, 7 o'clock in primetime on CBS. Ben Kercheval, make sure you're reading him at CBSSports.com. Follow him on Twitter. At Ben Kercheval. Thanks, buddy. You're really good every time you're here. I appreciate it.
All right, GP. Stay safe, man.
All right, you too. That's Ben Kercheval from CBS Sports. When we come back, Bennett's COVID Titans humiliated the Buffalo Bills on America's Most Watched Network last night. It was a beatdown. Not necessarily from start to finish, but from about halftime to finish, total beatdown. The big highlight, of course, being Derrick Henry throwing Josh Norman like he's a 7-year-old. Woo! We'll get into it. I knew you did. We'll get into it next.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients, and needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and they're offering Zoom teeth whitening specials with free consultations through the end of September. So if you're unhappy with your smile, the color of your teeth just isn't quite right, let the Smile Center fix that for you. Appointments are available right now. You can schedule one by calling 901-309-1333. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. That's the Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now through October 18th, earn 10 cents off per gallon of fuel for every $30 you spend at Kroger. Just shop Fridays through Sundays with your digital coupon. Restrictions apply.
I'm journalist Ben Ryder, and I want to tell you about my new podcast, The Edge. Last year, the Houston Astros were caught in a massive cheating scandal, putting the legitimacy of their 2017 World Series in doubt. I'm talking to people who were there to figure out what happened. Why did the most innovative organization in the history of sports push itself not just to the edge, but over it? Listen to The Edge on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Care. Whether it's your business or your family's health, the more care you put in, the better it will be. United Healthcare knows the difference care can make. It's why we offer plans that support your physical and mental health
And it's why we connect you to care whenever you need it with 24/7 virtual care. Because like you, United Healthcare knows what care can do. United Healthcare. Plan benefits may vary.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes, try new styles in the comfort of your own home, and there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix. Personal styling for everybody.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
WFH, you know this acronym, work from home. We're all living it because we're all doing practically everything from home these days. Working, schooling, gymming, all under the same roof. And if you have Xfinity XFi, you have the internet built to handle it all. With XFi, you get the fastest speeds for all your streaming needs, reliable Wi-Fi all throughout your home, parental controls, the ability to pause your Wi-Fi with the push of a button, and the Xfinity app to control it all. Listen, your house is the center of life right now. Make sure your internet can keep it all going. That's Xfinity XFi, and it's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $25 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Go to Xfinity.com or call 1-800-XFINITY today. Internet offer requires EcoBill and AutoPay, ends 11-22-20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This Tokyo and I'm Godzilla. Playing blackjack versus death gun on the car dealer. Just bought a demon, I'm screaming about the car dealer. The last temptation of Mike, but I'm a God digger. Tell me as a bob that the God don't need a job. And if I did, the oligarchs would be missing, murdered, and wrong. This is Bonaparte, and he paid with Tucson. And they went on a world conquest, tearing your Bonaparte. Michael remained virtuous.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second-generation local agency, been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Mississippi, Elizabeth can help you. If you live in Tennessee, Elizabeth can help you. She's a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. So, if you prefer to support local businesses that support the local athletic department, especially in these trying times, Elizabeth Rook Insurance qualifies. Talk about life insurance for a moment. Do you have a good policy? If not, you need one, especially if you got a family, wife and kids, or husband and kids, or just kids. You'd never want something to happen to you that leaves your family in a financial bind. Truth is, my family would be way better off if I'm dead. Like, financially.
Oh, okay.
If I died today, my family's loaded.
Scared
Jack.
Me there.
I don't think in general they'd be better off. Financially, they'd be better off. Maybe in general, you'd have to ask them. I couldn't say for sure. I could listen to both arguments. You got to have a good life insurance policy. You can get one with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. They got two locations in the Memphis area. One in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other on Highway 51 in Covington. And you can reach them at 901-867-SAVE, 901-867-7283. It's Elizabeth Rook Insurance on the web, rookinsurance.com. Go check that website, rookinsurance.com. Jeff Calkins, who rooted for the miserable Buffalo Bills last night, will join me a little after 5 o'clock. But right now, got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
Final score, COVID Titans 42, Buffalo Bills 16. Ooh. Last night on America's Most Watched Network, the COVID Titans improved to 4-0 overall, 2-0 at home. Inside Nissan Stadium. It's a beatdown, Bennett.
It was a beatdown. There's no doubt about it.
Look good in those uniforms.
It was all Navy. I love the all Navy.
I love those too.
You know, they wear
the ones, and I hate them. They wear the ones with the white top and the blue pants way too much.
No, wear those.
Do the all navy or the all baby blue. Just go with those.
Those look the best.
Yes,
what they wore last night looks the best.
Yep.
Ryan Tannehill, awesome again. Is he awesome, though?
I think he's awesome.
He might just be awesome now.
I doubted for so long, and now I've totally come around. He's put together such a great, he's put together a bunch of really good games in a row here with the Titans. Like he's for real.
Like, at some point, you got to just say, well, this isn't some, like, fluky thing. He's been doing it for an extended period of time now.
It's not fluky at all. He looks really good. He's really decisive. He gets rid of the ball quick.
Like, all he needed to do is get rid of Adam Gase.
Dude,
and get with Memphis's own.
I know we're going to talk about Le'Veon Bell in a second.
Arthur Smith.
I know we're going to talk about Le'Veon Bell in a second, right? But, like, if you're the Jets, how in the world are you saying, oh, I think the answer here is to get rid of Le'Veon Bell? Like, Adam Gase literally had Ryan Tannehill for years, and people thought he was a bust.
Right.
And now he looks awesome.
And now he looks awesome. He's 21 of 28 last night, 195 yards, 3 touchdowns passing, ran for another one. Again, 42-16 win, and the big highlight, of course, was the Derrick Henry stiff arm.
Dude. Josh Norman. I mean, you got to go back into retirement. I think he was, like, retired maybe and came out or just wasn't
I would have gone into retirement right then.
You got to retire.
I would have walked up. I'd have just got up, and I'd have just took my helmet off, and I'd have walked straight to the locker room.
There was a great clip they posted. Someone posted it today, and it was, like, just, you know how, like, NFL Films has the sideline stuff and all that, and it was them in a huddle after that happened, and Taylor Lewan goes, dude, Josh Norman's sitting up in the stands with my family now.
He threw him like he's a kid.
He threw him. It was insane. And then,
like, say what you want about Josh Norman. He's a professional athlete.
Yes, and then the quote after was so good.
They he works out, too.
They asked Derrick Henry about it, and he goes, I guess I've been doing too many bicep curls.
Ooh,
I
bet my so. God.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know if I would. Like, if you go back and watch it, I've probably watched it 15 times.
Yes, me too.
You go back and watch it, it's like Josh Norman has this moment where he's like, what am I doing? Like,
yeah.
Like right before it happens, like, why am I about to try to tackle this guy?
Yep.
Like, Deion Sanders would have never tried to make that tackle.
That's the thing about Derrick Henry, and it's why, like, again, the running back position is not valued in the NFL anymore, and you know, teams don't want to pay these guys and stuff like that, but it's why you pay that guy, because he didn't even have a great game. I think he had 52 yards rushing or something like that, but that dude, throughout a game, when that team gets a lead, he is just the perfect player for that team because guys just don't want to tackle him anymore. He's so massive. It doesn't even have as much to do with, like, he's, you know, blasting into the line of scrimmage, running. It's like they don't want to tackle him because he's so big.
I wouldn't want to tackle him.
I would never want to tackle him.
And if he ever threw me the way he threw Josh Norman, I'd just take my helmet off. I'd be like, you know what?
I made
enough money. That's enough.
I'm good.
I don't need this anymore.
Yeah.
We have breaking news.
What's up?
Breaking news on 92.9 brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. Alabama coach Nick Saban.
What?
Has tested positive.
Oh,
for COVID-19.
And their AD.
Greg Byrne as well. So, that means Nick Saban's not coaching Saturday against Georgia.
Oh, man.
I mean, first things first, most important, let's hope Nick Saban's okay. Remember, he's 68 years old.
Right.
That puts him at high risk, according to the CDC, at high risk for serious illness or death from COVID-19. So let's hope he's okay. But assuming he's going to be okay, you can talk football, and he's not going to coach Saturday night. I mean, Mike Norvell already couldn't coach a Florida State game because he tested positive. Now Nick Saban has tested positive for COVID-19 along with Alabama AD Greg Byrne. Woo, that's a big story.
That is a massive story.
I mean, it would be a big story any day of the week in the middle of a season or any day of the week outside of a season. On the Wednesday before a top five matchup in prime time on CBS, now Alabama's got to go play Georgia. Like, think about this. It could really determine who wins the national championship.
Yeah.
Alabama might lose this game and then not get into a playoff.
It'll be interesting to see if anything happens, like if any of the players test positive. Obviously, they're around him all day, but So we have Florida and LSU that's already postponed. Wasn't there another one that's postponed? Another SEC game, or is it just another?
Was it?
I can't think off the top of my head, but like the SEC really could be.
The SEC has definitely had another postponement. I just don't remember if it was last weekend or this upcoming weekend. Yeah. But
They could be looking at putting a hold on this weekend.
Oh,
because this could screw up their schedule.
This would be rough for America's most watched network. You want Tennessee-Georgia to happen on Saturday night, even if it has to happen without Nick Saban. And
yeah,
there
Alabama,
is
Georgia.
Yeah, yep. Vanderbilt-Missouri is the other game that has been postponed for this weekend.
Right, okay.
So there's two SEC games postponed already, but obviously the big story is now connected to that Alabama-Georgia game. Nick Saban has tested positive for COVID-19. Even if the Georgia-Alabama game happens on Saturday night, you can reasonably assume he will not be coaching the Crimson Tide. So that is the big story. I'll talk more about it with Jeff Calkins here in just a few minutes.
Story number two.
Le'Veon Bell was released, as we noted, last night by the New York Jets. Just never did go well once he was signed there. For folks who might not be as familiar, he, of course, was a star with the Steelers, decided he didn't want a franchise tag again, so he sat out an entire season, went into free agency. Jets signed him to what was at the time the second biggest contract for a running back in NFL history. It was a four-year, $52.5 million deal. And with the Jets, he only averaged 3.3 yards per carry, which is 51st out of 53 qualifying runners in the NFL during that span. He's bad.
Now, he was terrible.
It might be Adam Gase didn't use him properly, which is certainly what Le'Veon Bell thinks. Because did you see him liking tweets over the past few days?
Yeah, and I think that's what led to it,
oh,
right?
Sure. Yeah. Like Le'Veon Bell started liking tweets from just randoms saying that Adam Gase wasn't using him correctly. It's like, you know, like imagine if somebody tweeted CBS isn't using Gary Parrish correctly and I liked it and then retweeted
right.
it.
Yeah.
Be like, at some point your bosses are like, yo, what are you doing, man? Like, if you want to talk to me, talk to me. You don't have to retweet criticisms of us. So this was, once that happened, this was probably just a matter of time. So they tried to trade him, couldn't trade him. They have to release him. They still owe him $6 million, but there's an offset clause in the contract. So basically somebody now is just going to be able to pay him the minimum because nobody's going to pay him more than $6
million. No.
So now you just pay him the minimum, let the Jets pay the rest of it, and you get a guy who was as recently as, I don't know, a few years ago, considered one of the best talents in the NFL. According to NFL odds makers, the Chicago Bears are the most likely team to sign him.
I could see it. They've got aspirations to win that division. Their running back, David Montgomery, hasn't been great. He's a veteran. I could see it.
The Bears are at plus 250. Next on that list, and this would be something, Kansas City Chiefs.
Ooh, like if you just drafted Hilaire.
Right, but like, you know, if you get Le'Veon Bell, like the thing is, I was watching those guys on ESPN talk about him this morning, Le'Veon Bell, and they were like, listen, he might not be the same runner. Still catch the ball out of the backfield.
Yes, and I don't know if he's done. I mean, that Jets situation is a complete disaster.
Right.
Like, they've got the wrong coach. They're not good. Darnold's been terrible. Like, they're just not a good football team. They're not well constructed. Like, he might not be done.
So maybe if you're the Chiefs, you give him a minimum deal. Who cares? He comes there and he's great, then he's great. If he's not, who cares?
Who cares?
Right. So Bears are listed as the favorite at plus 250. Chiefs right behind there at plus 300.
Story number three.
The MLB playoffs continue to unfold. Both series seem to be headed a certain direction. The Braves are up 2-0 on the Dodgers heading into Game 3, which is starting soon. Rays up 3-0 on the Astros heading into tonight's Game 4, which is a closeout game. That Braves-Dodgers game was wild.
About Austin Riley again.
He makes another big play.
Dude, and that was not easy. It looked like kind of easy because you see something like that a lot in baseball.
Those guys make things look easy that are not easy.
It was not at all. That throw to first base was nice.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
And so the Braves were up, I think it was 7-0. They were up 7-0.
Dude, that was crazy.
And then they're up 8-3. Maybe 8.
It was 8-3, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was 8. Yeah, it was 8-3 going into the ninth.
Yes.
And then it's 8-7 with the tying run in scoring position.
Mm-hmm.
They obviously get out of it thanks to Austin Riley making a nice play, but that was a fun game. And now the Braves are just two wins away from the World Series. On the other side, the story is Jose Altuve.
Mm.
He made another throwing error last night. that led to bad, bad things for Houston. It's one thing when you make an error, your team gets out of it, no harm done. In game two, he made a throw and error in the first. Right after that, 3-run homer. And then in game three last night, makes another throwing error. He's now made 3 errors in the past 2 games. The one last night leads to a 5-run inning from the Rays to flip the game. The Astros were not in control, but they were ahead.
Yeah.
And they just flipped the game. It felt over. And there's some real thought that, like, he's got the yips now. Like, he just can't. It's like a mental thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we've seen this before. Like, Chuck Knoblauch, famously. You know, you just suddenly you can't throw the ball where you need to throw it anymore. And it's obviously a mental thing. How about this stat? Jose Altuve has now played 1,361 games in the major leagues. And this is the first time he's made errors in 2 consecutive games ever in his entire career.
Wow.
He's never made 3 throwing errors in the same – no, he had not made 3 throwing errors in the same month, much less the same week or a 2-day span. He had not done it in the same month since July 2013. He's got 3 throwing errors in the past 2 games. And that really is among the reasons, if not the biggest reason, the Rays are up 3-0 and on the verge of advancing to the World Series. It looks like we're going to have Rays Braves right now. That is not great for baseball.
No, that's terrible.
Like, you know, the Braves are kind of a big brand because they were on TBS all those years.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.